Blog Talk Radio.
Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets Discipleship Class, an intercessory prayer meeting for this Monday, August 21st, 2023. Tonight in the war room, we will be standing in the gap and intercessing for the family. But before we get into the teachings and prayers for tonight, I'd like to start by asking God to come on in and stand with us. Most gracious Heavenly Father, We come before your throne of grace first and foremost, just thanking you, Father, for being our Heavenly Father and for us knowing that we live, move, and have our very being in you. But now, Lord, if there's anything that we've said, done, or thought today that is unpleasing to you, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you search us, Lord God, and we repent because we do not want anything to hinder our prayers from your throne of grace. Lord, we just pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that your people will be encouraged. They will be edified, Lord God. They will be lifted up. They will be restored, healed, transformed. And Lord God, we pray right, we praise you right now for that one who may not know you in the pardon of their sin, but on tonight, they make you their choice. And we are so, so thankful for the honor and the privilege to stand together as a family and to pray. It is in your wonderful Son, Jesus' name, we do pray all things. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, saints of God, I praise God for the phenomenal servant leaders we have here at Spirit Alive, because in the house tonight we have Apostle Zeta Flowers, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Minister Tina Brown, and Mother Mattie Scott, and Mother Gibbons. Hallelujah. And they have all come out tonight to stand in the gap by teaching and praying against the evil spirits that are infecting and affecting the family.
Yes. Yes.
Now I know some of you might be thinking to yourself, now, Pastor Cook, you've just been on this prayer thing. You've just been on this intercession thing. You've just been on this war room thing. Uh-huh. Yes, I have. And is and will be, especially when it comes to families. Why? Because there's
Amen.
No secret that the devil hates families. Let me explain
Amen.
Something to you. Satan started this hatred in the Garden of Eden by disrupting the marriage of Adam and Eve. And in the very next chapter of the Bible, his influence was so great that Cain killed Abel. And from that time until right now, our families have been in his sight. And we've always got to keep before us that as that we, as the body of Christ, are a family. Amen?
Amen.
So I want us to understand and keep this in front of us when we pray tonight, that the enemy aims to generally destroy everything that God has created. That's just his nature. Now, if God had given him permission to do so, he would have killed Job. Oh, yes, he would. Why? Because he wants to destroy the witness of our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Paul told mm-hmm. us in Ephesians 5 that our marriages are a picture of the gospel. So if the enemy destroys your marriage, you can no longer model the gospel by loving your wife as Christ loves the church. Now, not only does Satan hate marriages, he hates our children. He is so delighted when our adult decisions affect our children by turning them against God and the church. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes we become the enemy's tools by limping between two opinions, as our wonderful bishop taught yesterday. See, we can't follow Jesus
Amen.
One day and then be in cahoots with the devil the next.
That's right.
And he has some of us thinking that we're actually doing God's work by being super critical and overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're doing, you know, and I don't care how good our intentions may be, you know, but when we are critical and overbearing, all we're doing is coming across as being self-righteous and hypocritical. You see,
Amen.
Satan wants to take out the primary place of disciple-making. I know some of you might be thinking, what are you talking about, Apostle Cook? Well, let me explain something to you. The first place for making disciples is in the home. It's where parents are to disciple or train up their children.
Yes.
So when that home is messed up, you know what? That makes more work for all of us in the discipleship making business. Okay?
Amen.
We have to work even harder. You see, Satan wants to harm our witness. Because every time we bring one into the kingdom, oh, Satan loses one. But you know what? He doesn't back down. He doesn't back away. In fact,
nope.
The battle will get even tougher. See,
amen.
He already knows that he can't rip us from God's kingdom. Oh, but he can sure dim our light for the gospel. He even strives to remove people from ministry. We're talking about the church family now. And I know that some church leaders debate about what sins disqualifies. I don't have no time for all that right now. Because the bottom line is that Satan wants to destroy our homes until we have nothing left for ministry. He wants
True.
To redirect the church away from evangelism. And he will do whatever he can to keep us from taking that gospel to our non-believing neighbors and to our non-believing family members and to the nation. Oh, yes. And he will start by attacking our homes. He will use those that are closest to us. Why? So your pastor will be spending all their time trying to put out your family fires. See, because the biggest thing Satan wants to do is to hinder us from prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter warned us that unhealthy marriages block our prayer channel. So we can't be all up in the house fussing and fuming with our husband and think we're about to go to the Lord in prayer. See, Satan will rob our family of its power. Satan will rob the family of its power by weakening our prayers. You see, he delights in those old wounds that he can come back and attack you with later on in life. See, some of us have made some sinful choices that have left scars in our lives, and now they've been passed down to our children. And trust and believe, Satan doesn't miss opportunities to rip that Band-Aid off that wound and open it on up anytime he can get his old finger in there, okay?
Amen.
He wounds entire church families when homes fall apart.
Yes.
That's part of what it means to be a church. You see, we all hurt when one hurts. You know what? Great
Amen.
Anguish sets in when we see our brothers and sisters in Christ choosing to end their commitment to God. We're not happy about that. So let me go ahead and break it down and go a little bit further right quick before I turn this thing over to my family. I want you to understand something. You say, well, Apostle, I know that the enemy destroys families through divorce, but how exactly does Satan really destroy families? Well, let me come to tell you something. You name it, it's possible. The possibilities are endless. Let me explain something to you. He might induce a husband or wife to put too much emphasis on a career, or to spend too much time in pursuing houses and cars and material things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he might introduce envy or jealousy or dishonesty into a relationship between a husband, a wife, or sibling. And if it's between a husband and wife, he might encourage that one of those spouses to be unfaithful to their mate. And let me tell you something, most out here, Satan can't wait. He cannot wait until the first fires of that romantic love begin to fade. So here he comes, whispering sweet nothings in your ears. You know that sweet nothing of doubt. You know. That sweet nothing called the doubt in your wisdom of your decision to get married. Oh, honey, Satan's so tough these days, He has even convinced some that they need to take on sister wives and brother husbands. I saw that and almost fell on the floor. Now, if these strategies don't work, he can use greed, lust, pornography, drug and alcohol addiction, or obsessive gambling to drive a wedge between a couple. He can stir up rebellion amongst those children. He can incite mom and dad to blame one another for their children's social problems or academic failures. He can employ social pressures, media message, or rivalries between friends, neighbors, and relatives to bring out the worst in your child. I'm just here to tell you. He also uses, I'm breaking it down, because I won't, you know, here at Spirit Alive, we don't want to just talk about the symptoms. We want to get to the root. We want to talk about the spirits. So Satan also uses gender confusion, perverted cartoons. We see so many cartoons that look like they should be for adults instead of children, but they make them in children form, but they're giving them adult things. Oh, yes, Satan uses divorce, sodomy, adultery, lesbianism, homosexuality, fornication, godless schools. Because I said, you what? If you would have, if I had a child and you were to tell a child of mine that, okay, I'm going to help you change your gender and I'm not going to tell your mama, oh, there would be some Christ up in that school real quick, because I'd be going up there with my Bible, okay?
Yes.
He also uses, don't get it twisted, cross-dressing, effeminate men, passive husbands, domineering women, pronoun confusion, feminism, transgenderism. Oh, and we've got this hookup culture, especially on our college campuses. We got folks passing out birth control. We've got abortions. We've got some crazy sex ed curriculums. We've got government propagated sexual perversion. My Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that list can go on and on and on. But see, I think from this list you get my drift. The key is he's out to get you. He's out to get your spouse. And he's out to get your children, because he wants you to put the love of self ahead of the love of God and one another. See, once that hairline fracture is introduced into the foundation of your family, it's only a matter of time before the whole structure starts to crumble unless you take steps to reverse that process. Okay, like getting on your knees with your children, speaking that word of God over your children, because you need to know and understand there are a million different ways that Satan can come against the family, and we can be sure that he is a master of them all. But we don't have to worry about him, because we have the promises of God that he will flee from us if we would only look at what's going on through the lens of the scripture and listen to the prompting or the leading of the Holy Spirit and seeing things with the discernment of God. Then when we see the enemy coming, we will know what his tactic is, and we know that God has a countermeasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, we need to remember that we are at war. And you also need to know and understand that family dysfunction is more spiritual than it is relational. I know you'd be like, wait a minute, what you mean it's more spiritual than relational? Well, because it is. See, Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy. You should tell by the condition of the world. Satan don't care about no relationships. He wants you to have relationships with everybody. Everybody else's husband, wife, everything else. He don't care nothing about no relationships. Satan wants to kill the home. He wants to kill that family unit. He wants to kill that love of God.
Mm-hmm.
He rejoices when our homes are ruined. He wants to make families feeble. He wants to make families faithless. Because the weaker the family, the more he can get in and weasel around and bust his little moves and make some advances in that family. We need to remember that Satan uses instruments and human means in the battle. But he often works through flesh and blood. Nevertheless, saints of God, we don't fight against flesh and blood. Isn't that what we told in Ephesians 6 and 12? But what we do as bona fide, qualified, certified disciples that make disciples and stand in the gap and pray and teach others how to pray is we rely on flesh and blood relationships as we fight against the enemy in our homes. See, this is why, you know, I am so adamant, you know, I'm so adamant about us coming together as a family, because I truly do believe that corporate worship and warfare are indispensable for our marriages and our families.
Yes.
How can we say we love our families if we despise the family of God? Okay? If we don't understand the family of God, we will not survive in the effort to establish our families, because you know what? Our family needs God's family.
Yes.
Our marriages need to know that we needs to be God's marriage. Oh, y'all in a covenant, you know, if you're married, you're in a covenant with God. And our parenting needs God's fatherly advice in the situation. See, saints of God, it's time for us to fight together or we will fail. And if we isolate ourselves from the community of God's people, we will inevitably fall in the battle. And there won't be anyone there to lift us up, and that's what Satan wants. But I came to tell somebody tonight that God hasn't designed us to live that way. The health of all families is a project of God's family.
Mm-hmm.
See, saints of God, here is Spirit alive. We worship together. We war together. And by God's grace, we're going to win together. Because
Amen.
We're going to pray and we're going to start getting to the root of some things. We're going to start walking in the authority that God has given us. We are going to start using that supernatural power that is within us to pull down, bind, and lose some things.
Thank you.
And all we have to do is believe.
That's it.
So that's my prayer. So right now, I'm going to toss it over to my sister, hallelujah, Minister Tina Brown. Come on in the room if you feel like doing some. At this time, I'm going to have all the servant leaders come through. And if you feel like teaching and sharing some nuggets of wisdom, please feel free to do so. And then that will be followed by their intercessory prayer for the family, the way God leads them. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Tina.
Come on in the room.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Apostle Cook, for that wonderful message. Yes. We are being tried like you would not believe in these times, all kinds of things. And I just want to thank you for bringing that to the forefront, bringing it to us so that we can pray about it. If you don't mind, I'd like to say a prayer for us.
Yes.
Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace right now, lifting you up and giving you all the praise and the glory for everything that has been brought to the surface today.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we pray for those. We pray for those who are conflicted. We pray for those right now who are doing things that is not pleasing of you, Heavenly Father, especially when it comes to their families, their wives, their husbands, their children, their parents, their aunties, their uncles, and whatnot. We just thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for giving us today to be able to come together and pray as a family and pray for this situation, Heavenly Father, that it's getting more and more difficult for families to be able to handle their children, especially in the school system, where the school system has taken you out of their system, Heavenly Father, and where they are teaching our children things that are not of you, Heavenly Father. We are so thankful that we have a place to come and pray and worship and fellowship together, Heavenly Father. We just thank you so much for bringing peace to this situation so that we can come together as parents, grandparents, aunties, and uncles to talk to our children, to be able to tell our children and families that the things that are being presented to them are not of you, Heavenly Father, that you do not worship these things, that these are not of you, Heavenly Father. We're just so thankful that we have our family to be able to come together and pray. And I ask all these things,
Lord,
in your Son's name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tina. Now let's hear from the mighty man of God, because I know, hallelujah, and I'm speaking of none other than our Bishop Lester Carver, who does a phenomenal job, hallelujah, with his Tuesday night teaching and his speaking directly to the men. So, Bishop, come on in and take your time and have a word and pray.
Thank you, Pastor Cook. I'll tell you that one of the things that we really need to be able to do is to focus on the tools that God has given us to exercise our power in the earth so that signs, miracles, and wonders can be produced. And one of the reasons that the devil wants to dismantle the family is so that he can dismantle the power that God has placed within each and every one of us when we make his Son Jesus Christ our master and Lord. And so one of the things that we have to do is understand that everything the devil is trying to do is to prove, to convince you and everybody else that dwelling with God is of little value and little significance and doesn't make a difference in your life. But see, he'll win them. He'll be able to do that if we fail to look for the power to manifest in our life. So God has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can operate the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. When we operate that power through speaking in tongues with interpretation, through prophecy, through word of knowledge, through word of wisdom, through discerning of spirits, through operating supernatural acts of faith, through operating miracles, through producing gifts of healing in the lives of others, what's going to happen in our individual life is we're going to begin to produce the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is what is going to contain those seeds of God's love that is going to multiply within our lives and multiply in the lives of others. So it's our fruitful Christian walk that makes a difference. So what we need to be looking for in our own life first and then pouring into the lives of others, especially those within our family, is love.
Yes.
It all starts with love. We have to love God with all of our heart, mind, and strength. Then we have to love ourselves, because we can't love others until we love ourselves. And People don't hear that. You hear God say that you got to love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then he says, love others, and that's all we hear.
Yes.
But then as you love yourself. So the commandment is literally to love God, to love yourself, and love others, because there is no other way to do it. That fruit of love, though, is produced by you operating the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And that starts with you praying in your heavenly prayer language and speaking in tongues. So now, when we get to producing love, then we should be looking for joy in our life. And joy is not subject to what happens. See, happiness is subject to the circumstances. Happiness is being circumstances conditioned. You are being conformed to this world when you're seeking happiness. But joy can be in the presence of the worst set of circumstances, because you know the promises of God are true and that God wins and causes all things to work together for your good, the great, the bad, and the ugly. So it's the love, it's the joy, then the
peace.
The peace of God in your life is all understanding to you. So you're not in the dark. You're not without knowledge. As a matter of fact, you're tapping into the knowledge of God who knows all. And he will give you what you need to know when you need to know it. And then he'll give you the supernatural wisdom of what to do with that knowledge so that you can truly make a difference and then discern the spirits that you're up against, and you can shut them down in the name of Jesus Christ. See, we've been given this power. We've been given this for a reason. And so now the love and the joy and the peace and the gentleness, and see, this is something that we really, really miss, because many of us, we have so many abilities that come from our life before we were saved. And when we look at other people in the scripture, you'll see how God prepared them for what they were going to do in the kingdom. He prepared them in the world. And so a lot of our aggression that comes from our pre-saved life is a need of temperance. See, meekness is strength under control, but you have to look for the gentleness of God to be produced in your life as a fruit of the Spirit, so that meekness can also be produced in your life. And it doesn't mean that you're weak. It means you're submitted to the Holy Spirit. And see, the need to be submitted came from Adam sinning and letting death and sin into the life of mankind. But now we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can truly submit to God as we need to, because sin is still a factor. It's still a force to be reckoned with until that great day. But now that gentleness and that meekness and then the kindness. See, I mean, I've heard so many ascribe meanness to Christians, and I've been in congregations that were as mean as could be. As a matter of fact, the meaner you were, the better you were accepted in that fold. And it's unfortunate, because that's not representing God at all. And so we have to get to the point where kindness and gentleness and meekness is a part of what we look for in our life to produce, to make a difference in our household. It's interesting, because people will see us at church loving up on all the strangers and then coming home and yelling at our wife and yelling at our kids and kicking the dog. And our kids are wondering what's going on. You know, what is this? What am I looking at? And so now we need to make the fruit of the Spirit real in our life. So love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, patience. Patience is something that is able to wait on fruit to be produced in the lives of others. Patience is able for others to learn what they need to know so that they don't continue to beat people up with the Word of God. And that we learn to build people up with the Word of God. Yes, the man of God, the woman of God is charged to tear down, build up, and set things in order spiritually. But first, with our example of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, patience, then faithfulness. See, faithfulness.
Yes, okay.
Instead of you trying to be perfect, right? What is perfect in you is the Holy Spirit that gives you the power to keep going no matter what. And God gives you new grace and new mercy every day, because you're going to need it. You're going to need that mercy. See, the mercy is the judgment, the whooping you deserve that you don't get. So instead of just feeling bad and wallowing for yourself, and you step back up and keep going. But the grace is his unmerited favor, all the great things he gives us that we don't deserve. And his grace is also his enabling power people have no excuse not to do what he's given us to do, no matter how we messed up, no matter who we just
Amen.
Messed up. We repent, we get back up and get back to work and stop using our imperfections and weaknesses as excuses for not doing what God has given us to do. And so we're looking at love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, patience, faithfulness, and then lastly, self-control. So that before you cuss somebody out, you realize you got the power not to. You have the ability not to cuss them out. You have the ability to hold your tongue and to be quiet and move your mind and submit to the word of God and get God some glory. You got the power to turn the other cheek and let somebody slap the other side of your face. You got the power to go another mile with someone who's unjustly asked you to go 1 mile with them in the first place. See, and it is the power to love your enemies, to bless those with your mouth who curse you, to do good to those who spitefully use you and pray for those who persecute you. God has given you that power. Now we have to decide to use it. And that is a real decision because, see, the world is saying, if you're not doing that, you're not real. And if you're not real, then God's not real. And all this stuff you're saying is a joke. And we don't want to make God a joke. We want to make God real to others by making God real to ourselves because God is going to get great. Heavenly Father, I thank you for
Thank you.
You've given us to fellowship together and to just dwell on your word and your desire to see us draw near and near and near to you. Father, allow us to be used to cause others to draw near and near and near to you by our example of submission to you, our example of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, patience, faithfulness, and self-control, so that we can truly manifest you and represent you in the earth, and we can walk in all of your blessings so that we can live a more than abundant life spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. God, allow us to show others how to do the same and to walk in the fullness of your power and to lead others to your Son, Jesus Christ, so that they too can be your dear children. I thank you for this right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. We are now going to hear from our beautiful mothers. Hallelujah. They are faithful supporters and members of the Spirit Alive family, although they hail from the Good Shepherd Church in Oakland, California. We will first hear from Mother Gibbons, and then that will be followed by Mother Scott. Hallelujah. Good evening, and God bless you, Mother Gibbons. Give us your word of wisdom, and then pray for us, if you would, please, ma'am.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be a part of this beautiful service today. Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you
ma'am.
Hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you again for this beautiful service that I've really enjoy hearing each and every time I tune in. And I just thank Sister Manti for reminding me so that I will listen. Sometimes the devil gets in your way and said, oh, you don't need to turn that on. And I just say, oh, yes, I am, because I need all the prayers and thankfulness that I can get. So I just want to thank you for all these words from those who have said, spoke prior to my speaking. And I just want to say just a short prayer, if I may. Dear Heavenly Father, I give thanks to you each and every day for allowing me to be a part of it. And God, I pray for those who don't know how good you are. Father, I pray for all the families who lost their loved ones during the fire in Hawaii and other places.
Yes,
and not
Lord.
Only the fire, but for people who just murder each other for no reason at all. Thank you,
Lord.
Lord, I just can't thank you enough for keeping me alert and reaching out to others, offering my concerns for their well-being. Heavenly Father, each of us need to be evangelists, not in word only, but in everything we do. And I ask this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And thank God. And please continue to keep me on your prayer list. I love you all, and I will do the same for you.
Amen. And thank you so much, Mother. We love you, and we will keep you lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because you are a very important lady to us. You are our elder, and we love and respect you, and we appreciate you. And we just want to keep you lifted up in prayer because we know that you are truly, hallelujah, a soldier for the Most High God. And so just
yes,
know, dear, even if you're not here, we're praying for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. Now we're going to hear from Mother Mattie Scott. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on in the house,
yes.
Mother Mattie. Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Bishop Cook. Good evening, Mrs. Gibbons and all the Spirit Alive family, Pastor Carver, Lester Carver, Minister Tina, all you all, Apostle Zeta, all you all, oh, my goodness, Mother Mitchell, all the Spirit Alive family, God bless you all. I tell you, Bishop Cook, your words of wisdom, talking about the enemy is so true. The enemy will use people close to you to turn against you. I mean, it's a terrible thing, but we got to put on the whole armor of God, and we got to fight and pray, fight, watch and pray, put on the whole armor of God. I mean, the devil's out to kill, steal, and destroy and devour everything in his path. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable the way things are. I mean, the fire in Hawaii, and then Fame Church, which is on 37th and Telegraph. That church caught on fire, and that's a historical church, and I'm praying for the under shepherd, you know. And the devil is just busy, and it's people killing people. It's just unbelievable. But we, like Mrs. Gibbons said, we all are evangelists. We all are. And I looked at I guess you could call it a documentary on YouTube, and the four girls that were killed in the Birmingham, Alabama bombing. The church was bombed.
Yes.
The KKK killed them girls, and then there were two boys that got killed as well. That was not too long afterward. But one lady survived, and she was interviewed. I tell you, that was really touching. And she got one good eye. She got one good eye. They had to put patches on her eye as a child, but one eye got glass in it. And she said the doctor is not going to remove it. Because the doctor don't want to remove her eye. So one eye got glass in it, but the other eye she can see in. And she was talking to,
praise
she's
God.
Telling everybody her testimony. And she said the Lord wants her to tell people, you know, about her testimony. And this lady asked her, said, well, what do you have to say to the young people? And she said, we used to have to worry about the white man killing us. She said, but now black people is killing each other. And she told
my
the
Lord.
Young people to pray to the Lord, go to church. You know, pray to the Lord
mm-hmm.
and go to church. She said, and when you go to church, the Lord will give you, you have the love of God in your heart. And she
yes.
was just letting them know that young people, they give their life to the Lord. The Lord will give them love in their heart for their fellow man, and the killing will stop. I tell you, it was a touching documentary, and the Lord
praise
has a
him.
Purpose and a plan for everybody. But right now,
yes,
I'm just
going
to go to the holy, beautiful throne of grace of Father God and King
yes,
Jesus.
Ma'am.
And that lady lived through the bombing to tell other people what she, you know, have went through. The Lord has
yes,
blessed
ma'am.
Her. She married a good man and everything. She still lives in Birmingham, Alabama. But I'm going to Father God and King Jesus' holy throne of grace right now. Father
yes,
God,
ma'am.
King Jesus, we go to your holy, beautiful throne of grace right now. First of all, Lord, thanking you so much, Lord, for your many, many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do right now. And we thank you, Lord, for what you will do in the future, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised, Lord. And I just thank you right
Jesus.
Now. And like my mom used to say, you take care of your own. No matter what's going on
Father,
in the world,
thank you,
you take care of your own. And I'm lifting up the under-shepherd, Pastor Rodney Smith at Fame Church.
Lifting him up in prayer in the congregation.
And I pray, Lord, for a speedy recovery for his church. And I thank you, Lord, for the rabbi that opened his church and his heart to the congregation,
Fame Congregation,
Lord. I thank you. And I lift
thank
up
you,
my
Jesus.
Prayers to the people in Hawaii. The some lost everything
yes,
they
Lord,
have, but then so many lives been lost. I lift the people up in Hawaii, Maui, Hawaii. And not only that, it's on the news about Hurricane Hillary. Hurricane Hillary
mm-hmm.
have hit Los Angeles and have hit San Diego.
Yes, Lord.
And now it's in Nevada.
Touch
so,
Jesus.
Lord, I'm just praying, Lord, for your heavenly shield of protection, Lord. And I pray,
yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
Nobody got hurt. And, Lord, I know you talking to us. You're talking to us because we're living in the last
yes,
days
Lord.
And it's constantly signs and wonders. So, Lord, I just thank you now because you know, you sit high and you look low. And I thank you, Lord, for looking beyond our faults
yes.
and seeing our needs. So, Lord, you're worthy. You're so worthy. I thank you, Lord, for Bishop
yes.
Cook and the Spirit Alive family. Continue to bless her and her ministry. I thank everyone here. Hearing the word is so important. Like Ms. Givens said, the devil is trying to tell you, oh, you don't need to listen to that. Don't tune into that. And like Ms. Givens said, oh, yeah, I'm going to tune in it. Because the more we listen
yes,
to the Lord's
Lord.
Word,
the more stronger
we'll be in the Lord, the more stronger we'll stay in his word and stand on his promises. Because we got to walk by faith, not by sight. So, Lord,
yes.
I just thank you right now.
And
you're the
Jesus.
Same Lord. The same Lord you were in biblical times that you are today. You perform miracles
yes,
every day.
Yes, Jesus.
When we wake up in the morning, that's mercy and a miracle right there. That
yes,
somebody
Lord.
Somewhere did not wake up this morning. They on their cooling board. So, Lord, I just thank
yes.
you right now. Blessing us, Lord, with shelter, food, clothing, and everything that we need, income. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank
yes.
you. I lift up the whole world. I lift up the homeless.
Yes,
I lift up
Lord.
The orphans. I lift up the widows.
Yes,
I lift
Jesus.
Up the afflicted. I lift up the elderly.
Yes.
I lift up our children, the millennial generation, the babies, the teenagers,
yes,
and the younger
Lord.
that don't know you, Lord, and the partner they sins, Lord. I just lift them up. And
yes,
the lost souls,
Jesus.
I lift them up, Lord. The elderly, I lift them up. Some are
yes,
in convalescent
Lord.
Hospitals. They don't have nobody to go see them. I lift them up, Lord.
My
They're
Lord.
Incarcerated behind prison state bars and juvenile bars. I lift them up, Lord,
Come
in the
on,
precious
mother.
Mighty name of King Jesus. And I lift up the street people, the drug dealers,
yes,
the drug
Jesus.
Users, the gang bangers, the pimps and the prostitutes.
On, yes.
and
lift them
the
up.
Street hustlers, the street people. I lift them up in prayer because they somebody's
yes,
child,
Jesus.
Somebody's son or daughter.
Yes,
I'm just
Lord.
Praying for the lost souls. I'm even praying for the atheists. I'm praying, Lord, that they turn
yes,
their life
Lord.
Around and give their life to you, Lord, before it's too late. Because, see, Lord, this earth planet, it's all going to fade away. And we're just passing through here. We're just strangers. But
yes.
heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. So, Lord, I just thank you right now in the precious mighty name of King Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross. Lord,
yes,
I thank
Lord,
you.
Thank you.
Jesus, you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But you also said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. So I
yes,
thank you,
Lord,
for the blood that you shed, that you rose in 3 days. And Father God, raised you from the
yes,
dead
Lord,
in three
thank
days
you, Jesus.
With all power you have. with all power in your hand. So, Lord, I just thank you right now. Lift your own high.
Thank
lift
you,
your
Jesus.
Own high. That you're just almighty. You're just awesome. You're just powerful. You're just, oh, Lord, you're just excellent in all the heavens,
thank
all
you,
the
Jesus.
Earth. You're supreme.
Amen.
You're supreme,
yes,
superior,
Lord.
Divine. Nobody like you. Lord, I just thank you right
yes.
now. And giving
thank
all
you,
honor,
Jesus.
Giving all honor to you, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. And
yes.
I pray, Lord, that you give your servants, you give all your servants double honor. Please
yes,
Lord, right now, in the precious name of Jesus.
In the name
and bless,
of Jesus.
Bless all churches that stand in your
yes,
name,
Lord.
And
yes,
all these
Lord.
Blessings we ask in the precious mighty name of King Jesus. Amen and praise, Father
amen,
God.
And amen
and
amen.
Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah
God.
Is the highest praise.
Hallelujah
is the highest praise. Every
Jesus.
Knee shall bow
hallelujah.
And every tongue shall confess
hallelujah.
That you're Lord of lords and King of kings. Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
you.
Jesus.
You're worthy.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, yes. Now, thanks to God, we're going to hear from our anointed apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. She is, hallelujah. We stand together just as Minister Tina and I stand together in prayer
yes.
About
thank
many
you.
Things concerning our families. And so I'm going to have her come on in and speak and then pray as God will so lead her at this time. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless each of you. Praise God. I thank God for the power of corporate prayer. I thank him that when we come together, there is power. Hallelujah. I thank him that when we come together
yes.
in agreement, there is power. When we come
yes,
together,
ma'am.
Things happen. When we pray, things change.
Yes,
and I
ma'am.
Thank God for that tonight. And if anybody has been, well, I won't say if anybody, but those of you I know, Apostle Cook and others, and any of you that have prayed for me recently, I just want to thank you tonight because I have truly been in a battle, and that's not all I'm going to talk about tonight, but I've been truly in a battle, and it has to do with my family. Family member, I got the news that she wasn't going to live very long, and only God knows the day or the hour for any of us. But the Lord blessed me to, and it all happened through prayer and a miracle. God is definitely still performing those. And I was able to go down to San Diego for almost a week and spend that time with my sister. The day that I was there, I saw her health improve each day. And since I've left, still is. And I'm not saying that it was me, but what I'm saying is the power of prayer. Praise God. Those that had joined in along with me that were praying, and my sister is speaking, and she wasn't, and she's in a different state right now. And I praise God for that. And then I had a physical attack over the weekend, and now I'm feeling like normal again, and I praise God for that because God truly does answer prayer. And we're all in a battle, and we just have to,
yes.
to realize that and keep our armor on. And if I sound,
yes.
sound, the last time we were on, I know I sounded like I was a very tough person, and I'm not, but I had just really come out of the war room with
yes,
Satan.
Yes.
And the victory was won. But,
yes.
you know, we have all those beautiful attributes that it talks about in Galatians 5, and I thank God for that because that truly comes from him because it is him and it is his character. But
yes.
I didn't sound quite like that the last time, but I hope I didn't offend anybody. But I was just in war against Satan and all the things that are happening, not just in my family, but other families and around the community here. Some of you know that some of the changes that have taken place in Oakland and all the stuff that's happening. So I was really all about that. And anyway, I thank God for the family, and that's what I'm going to pray for tonight, the family. But I just wanted to say that I thank God
yes.
for the power of corporate prayer.
Hallelujah,
because it makes
Jesus.
A difference when we come together and pray
yes,
and when
ma'am.
We lift each other up and we focus on the things that are happening even within our own realm. Because I heard somebody say earlier that if you hurt, I hurt. And that's the kind of person I am down on the inside. If you hurt and I know about it, I'm hurting too.
Yes,
but we don't
yes.
stop there. We take it to the Lord in prayer, and we
yes.
go into battle or whatever we need to do with Satan. So anyway, I thank God for the healings that have recently taken place, the miracles.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The deliverances that I've seen even.
Thank you, Father.
Praying for a sister here that was a backslider, and we're watching
yes,
God, change her and
yes,
bring her
Lord,
out.
God.
And it's just amazing, and I'm just so thankful.
It's a beautiful thing.
But, when we do all of that, Satan is mad at us.
Pushes back.
Then he comes after us. But just the way mm-hmm. he comes after us, we have to go after him. Anyway,
yeah.
I want to pray for the
Amen.
Family and the family unit. God designed it, and God made the family. Praise God. Father God, I come before you today lifting up families everywhere in the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Lord.
I pray, Lord,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Will begin with the families, that you would begin with the fathers in the home, the
yes.
mothers, the
yes,
sisters
Lord.
And the brothers, that you would
mm-hmm.
draw them closer together in the
yes,
name
Lord
of Jesus,
God.
That instead of them fighting among each other, that they will begin to know and realize who the real enemy is, and that real enemy is Satan. And Father
yes.
God, I pray that you would protect the families in the name of Jesus, that you would
yes,
cause
Lord.
The man in the home to stand and be who he is supposed to be. The same
yes.
with the mother, that they will
yes,
both
Lord.
Show love toward you, God, and then
mm-hmm.
help them to show love toward their children in the name of Jesus. And then the children, help them to love one another as brothers and sisters in the family in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would do it in Jesus' name, that you would bring about peace and harmony and love. Hallelujah. That love will be more displayed in the home in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you. We thank you for it tonight. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I stand in agreement with prayers I heard already
yes.
tonight
mm.
on this program in the name of Jesus with each one, Lord, because as we agree, hallelujah, with one another, hallelujah, there's more power, hallelujah, and we know it's your power, not our own, hallelujah, that's doing the work. And we thank you for it. We thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit and how our
yes,
Holy Spirit
Lord.
Leads us, hallelujah, and gives us what to pray
yes.
for and how to pray. We thank you for him being our teacher. We thank you for him being our counselor. We thank you, Lord,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, God, our creator. We thank you for your son. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. We thank you for one another. Tonight, we thank you, and we lift up Spirit Alive Ministries, and we continue to lift
Bless
up the
you.
Leader Apostle Shirlene Cook.
You.
Hallelujah. We pray that you will continue to strengthen
bless
this
you.
Ministry. Strengthen her. Strengthen
hallelujah,
everyone,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. That is a
thank
part
you,
of it.
Lord.
In the name
I
of Jesus.
Your holy
in
name.
The name of Jesus. And
yes.
most of all, hallelujah, keep us in the center of your will
yes.
and in pleasing
yes,
you
Lord.
In every way
yes, Lord.
That we can. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta. All the prayers have just been beautiful. All of the teaching has been absolutely phenomenal. Hallelujah. I praise God that he has sent some of his heavy hitters to walk in the vineyard with me because it keeps me sharp. It keeps me on my toes. So now I'm going to ask that our beloved pastor and intercessor, Vanessa Carver, come on in the room, hallelujah, and take your time, sister,
amen.
Because we have some of it. The Holy Spirit is working it out, hallelujah.
Thank
amen.
You,
thank you. Good evening, everyone, and it is good to be a part of corporate prayer. I agree with Apostle Zeta, and I have always been a big advocate of prayer together so
yes.
that we all can get a piece and hit on
yes,
it because Lord. There's many pieces. And even after this show, there's many things that we have not covered and won't be able to. It's an exhausted list of things to pray about the family. But one of the things I heard a couple of things before the show and even during our prayers. And I'm angling this towards leaders that have families. So I'm definitely going to, when I pray, I'm going to pray for everybody that represents their family today on the show.
Thank you, Lord.
There's many adversaries, and Apostle Cook did a good job of just explaining what we're up against. And in this war room strategy, when it comes to family, it is one of those targets that the enemy hits. But I also agree with the things that Bishop Carver was amplifying about walking according to the Spirit in our families and not being one way at home and being another way when you minister. Our family
amen.
Is our first
come
and
on.
Foremost. And despite
amen.
The fact
it's your first ministry.
That we may not have seen consistent or even good examples of that model, we need to be listening to the Holy Spirit, because not only are our
yes.
children, our relatives watching, our neighbors are watching, but we don't do it to give them a show. It's about
that's
giving
right.
God. It's about giving God glory, and people
amen.
Will by the way you live your life. That's how you evangelize. Like the
yes.
minister said, she said, I forget her name, but she mentioned that. And how in evangelizing by what we do and what we say and what we don't say. And if you just take this time to say, Lord, in my family, what do I need to be doing? And sometimes we're on assignment, even in our families. There
amen.
May be certain things that we pray about. And listen, when we pray about something, which we talked about this last week, intercession usually is going to manifest in something you have to do physically. And so but it starts usually in prayer, and God will touch your heart or give you a dream. He gave me a dream many years about different things that I'm dealing with in my own family, things that God has healed me from and restored. It's like direction. So God is going to give us directions, and God is giving us directions in our family. And yes, our family
yes.
can be the boot camp for ministry. I'm
yes,
quoting
that's what I
Cook.
Call it.
And yeah, I'm quoting her because I was like, if that ain't the truth, it is. It really
it
is. But if we don't see it that way, we don't get what we need to do true, authentic, effective ministry outside of our family.
Yes.
And so we want to be effective because of who we represent, but we got to take everything
right.
from people just acting out, from people having medical emergencies, from addiction, everything that Apostle Cook mentioned, you name it,
mm-hmm.
it is hitting our family, which means
yes.
that's training ground. And we got to take a step back and say, okay, God, sometimes some things just be too close to us that we miss it because it's affecting us emotionally. Sometimes there's things that are being triggered. Sometimes we feel real helpless. We don't know what to do because it's our loved ones. Sometimes we are dealing with fear, you know, all these things that impact those that are close to your heart, right? And even the loss of a loved one as well. All of these things affect our family, but I do believe,
yes,
based on what many of us have said, that God is trying to use that.
Yes.
So that we can realize that we're prepared to do anything he's telling us to do effectively because we are on the training ground every day with our families. And the warfare, let's just be honest, she mentioned divorce, in our families is not a joke either.
Nope.
So you can't, and I think my husband mentioned it too, different things that are going on, like people in our families that are on the warpath, they're lost, they're running from God, they won't acknowledge God, they're dipping and dabbling in all kinds of foolishness, all, you name it. And yet God is saying, pray for them, keep them above, don't judge
yes.
them. You know, learn to
yes.
love them in this
Amen.
Way. Learn to ask me. He's saying learn to ask me how to pray for them because sometimes we don't know how to pray for them. And
that's
just
right.
the truth. So
Amen.
There has to be a level of humility that we say, Lord, how do
yes.
I pray for this? Because this is hurting me. I look at this every day. I'm seeing this every day. What do I do? And it starts with us, right? And then he begins to address other things. But so what I'm praying, I said all that to say that when I go into prayer, I'm praying about how our families affect us in ministry.
Yes.
I'm praying about
yes.
those who are called to the ministry, drawn back because of their family. That's not good excuse, y'all. Drawn back because of their family, not knowing how to manage stuff, you get so overwhelmed, you just shut down, you don't do anything because you're so too much is going
yes.
on. So I pray that
yes.
that's what I'm praying for because we need to be empowered, we need to be strengthened,
yes.
we need to focus, we need to understand that sometimes if we allow it or whatever, the enemy will use our family to distract us, to take us off course, when a lot of things God is saying, put that in my hands. I know you love your family.
Yes.
I know you're trying to do this or whatever for your family. But this is, you have to know what you are supposed to be doing and what you need to let God do.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I'm
yes.
going to pray
Amen.
That. Father God,
thank
first
you.
Of all, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord,
yes,
today
Lord.
For your wisdom and your being such a faithful God to us and our families. I thank you, Lord, today for every man and woman on this show, even those who are going to be listening, even those globally listening and are dealing
yes,
with their
Lord.
Family. Thank you, Lord, today that love is patient and love is kind. And
say
I thank
yes.
you, Lord, today that as
thank
it pertains
you,
to our family, help us to learn how to love them where they are. Help us to
yes,
understand
Lord.
Our own issues and our impediments, if we have them, to get them out the way and deal with them so we can be better effective in how we minister to our families. Some of us are worn out. Some of us are tired.
Yes.
Some of us are at our wit's end, overwhelmed, don't know what to do. So, Lord, I speak peace to them right now, and
yes,
that you give
Lord.
Them peace that surpasses all understanding to guard their hearts and minds. Some are dealing with the loss of their loved ones. Some are in a place where they are in a place they're looking at their loved ones and they are wondering what they're doing with their lives. They're afraid for them. They may feel like they can't do anything with them as it pertains to their path. But, Lord, help them to know how to pray before you. Lord, give us the words. Give us the insight and the wisdom to know how to pray and how to minister to our families. Plain and simple. Help us, Lord, to be receptive to
yes.
you and your way, not
yes.
our way.
Yes,
we
yes,
may
Lord.
Have
yes.
all
yes,
these
Lord.
Great ideas of what we think can fix the problem or address
Come
the
on.
Issue, but help us, Lord, to attend to your way and trust
yes,
what you
Lord.
Tell us to do. No
yes,
more
Jesus.
And no less. There are some
of us
that are doing too much, and there are some of us that are not doing enough.
Come on.
So, Lord, I just thank you for helping us to know where we are and where we should be,
mm-hmm.
and that we come to you with a humble heart and a teachable spirit, because I truly believe, Lord, right now I'm going to speak this prophetically, because I believe there are people in the body of Christ, servant leaders, who have stopped serving because of their family, and they're trying to figure out how to minister to their family and minister on their assignments. And Lord, you know how to give them that understanding,
help them,
and help them not to draw back.
Yes,
but
help
us, Lord, to be teachable in our families. There's so many lessons that we should learn in our daily life as it pertains to, you can show us what we need to do and what we don't need to do. You can show us where we don't trust you. You can show us where we have little faith. You can show us where we're not teachable. You can show us, Father God, where we're weak. And I thank you, Lord, today that you begin to strengthen us, help us to be teachable, remind us who we are in Christ.
Yes,
Lord. Yes.
And how that trumps everything that we see. And I do believe, Lord, you hear our prayers, and that we stay faithful,
Lord,
to praying and interceding for our loved ones. And so for all the families here on Spirit Alive and all the leaders, Lord, I pray that you strengthen them. I pray, Lord, that you restore
Father
them where
God.
They're weak. I thank you, Lord, today where you encourage us, Lord, where you help us and give us wisdom that we can use on a daily basis, all the way down to practical things. As it pertains to our family, what to say, what not to say, what to ignore, and what to focus on. And I thank you for all these things, Lord. With
thank
you, all things are possible. In the name of Jesus Christ,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, and glory to God. What a powerful, powerful session. What words of wisdom have been spoken. Hallelujah. I just praise God for each and every one of the wonderful servant leaders that came out tonight. Hallelujah, because they are truly servant leaders after God's own heart. So I, first and foremost, I want everyone to know that when we pray, we don't pray standing in the streets like the hypocrites do. We pray we expect God to move. We pray because we believe that God can do all things. We pray because that is what we have been commanded to do by God the Father. So we are blessed. We are honored. We are privileged to stand in obedience to our Heavenly Father by coming together with one spirit, on one accord. Hallelujah, trusting and believing in him, not in our own abilities, not in our degrees, not in our professions, not in our things, but trusting and believing in him. Why?
In him.
Because we are the family of God.
Yes.
And when we call out Abba Father, that is a term that is used by his children, not by slaves. We are longer enslaved to sin.
That's right.
So, and we are, as children of God, as members of the family of God, it is our mission, it is our heart's desire to extend the family.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, we want everybody to know about the wonderful goodness of God, that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's a gift.
Right.
He didn't have to do it, but it is.
Right.
See, Isaiah wasn't the first one to say, send me, Lord, I'll go. Jesus was the first one to say, send me, Dad, I'll go.
Amen.
Okay, so we want you to know right now that if there's anybody out there that does not know Jesus and the pardon of their sin, I want you to know tonight that the Spirit Alive family wants you. We want you to give your life to Christ. We want you
to study to show yourselves approved. We want you to get involved with a body of Christ-centered believers that can help you to develop into what God wants you to be.
Yes, Lord.
Because as Pastor Vanessa said, this is not about us. This is about God. It's all about his power, what he wants to do.
Amen.
We want you to come to know, come to taste those fruit of the Spirit that Pastor Carver told you about. He wants you to know, he wants you to feel that unconditional love, that kind of love that bubbles up in you, that causes you to love other people and to love yourself. The kind of love that causes you to humble yourself, hallelujah, and instead of cussing people out, you'll be praying for them, hallelujah.
Yes,
instead of cussing people out, you'll be speaking the word over them.
Yes.
We don't have to, you don't have to be enslaved to your sin.
Oh, God.
All you have to do is stop, drop, and give God you. That's
it.
And you simply do that by going to him sincerely.
Right.
Don't, you know, sincerely. Because he already know you're not going to be perfect. You don't have to go up there making no promises to him because he's already made one to you. All you have to do is go up there and say to the Lord Christ, Lord Jesus, look, I'm a sinner. But I am asking that you forgive me of my sins.
Yes.
I'm repenting right now because I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and you came, you lived, you died, and you ruled so that I might have the right to eternal life.
Yes.
Now, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
I commit myself to you right now. Come into my life and save me. Then make me and mold me and use me for what you will have me to be. Hallelujah. And I pray this in your name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Most High God, I just come before your throne of grace once again just thanking you. First, I want to thank you for these mighty servant leaders. Father God, I just thank you for Apostle Zeta. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you just continue to increase her territory because she is most definitely, hallelujah, increasing the kingdom family. I pray, Lord God, for her every provision. I pray, Lord God, and I praise you for the miracle signs and wonders that you are manifesting in her life, through her life, and her loved ones. Lord God, I praise you for this unit, this family unit. I thank you for Bishop Lester Carver. I thank you, Lord, that he is a man full of the Spirit. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that he understands how to speak in his prayer tongue, Father God, so that he might be strengthened, so that he might go out and strengthen others. Hallelujah, because, Lord, when we speak in our prayer tongue, we also hear your voice. And we say, thank you, Father God. Thank you. Speak because your servants are listening. Father God, I want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus for my beautiful sister, Pastor Vanessa. Lord God, I thank you for her servant's heart. I thank you, Lord, for her transparency. I thank you, Lord, for her reachable, teachable spirit. Father God, I praise you for what you are doing through her. She is helping others to overcome fear, overcome adversity, overcome those obstacles that keep them from walking in that abundant life. Lord, continue to bless her and the works of her hands. Bless her ministries, Father God, as you bless Bishop Lester's, Lord. And I want to continue to keep Mother Gibbons and Mother Scott lifted up in prayer. Lord, we pray right now. We give them double honor, Lord, because they show up and they show up to pray, Father God. They show up to share the word, Father God. And you said to give them double honor because they are carrying the gospel. Father God, I pray that you bless them for whatever they stand in the need of. If they need a healing, Lord, I pray that you touch them. I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God. I ask that you place a hedge of protection all around these mothers, Father God.
Yes,
we ask, Lord God, that you would send help whenever help is needed, Father God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you see to it, Lord, that they lack nothing. They get to their appointments. They do everything that they need to do in
the name of Jesus.
And, Lord God, I want to thank you for my sister, Minister Tina. I thank you for my prayer partner, Lord.
I thank you for this prayer warrior,
Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I know of things going on in her family. I ask right now that you just continue to pour out your healing balm on her beloved son, Kenny. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to cover her grandchildren, Lord God.
Yes,
I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would cover her husband, as he covers her, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every head of the household would come to know you, Lord, even better. That we would begin, Lord, to study your word, Lord, and let it get down in the fleshy tables, Lord God. Let it get down in the bowels of our souls, Lord God, so that we can be living examples of who you are, Lord God. I pray against that spirit of pride, Lord God, that causes self-righteousness and hypocrisy. I pray against it right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I pray against it.
I bind it. And, Lord, I pray right now that you would lose humility, that you would lose more of that love, oh, God. Hallelujah. We pray for those families, Lord God, where there is chaos and confusion. But we know that you are a God of peace. So, Lord, we pray that your spirit of reconciliation would fall in that family. We pray against that spirit of rebellion.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we pray that it will be replaced with a spirit of cooperation, a spirit of unity.
Yes, Lord.
A spirit of binding and bonding because we are one as a family.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Lord, I pray for all those young people who feel like they can't talk to their parents. I pray that they would speak to you, oh God, so that you would give them the words to say. I pray, Lord God, that you would speak to those parents that don't know what to say to their children, because having children, being a parent, does not come with a manual. Oh, hallelujah. But everything that they need to know about being a parent is in your word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Lord, we pray that they would just see your holy word. They would look at it more than just on Sunday. They would do more than just carry their Bibles. They would study their Bible so they can truly pass down your precepts to their children, because families make up the church. We know the enemy hates the family because you teach us through the family unit, God. We are a family, Father God. So when he comes against the family, he comes against the family of God. So I pray in the name of Jesus that we be more diligent at meeting the needs of families.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, that we would be more attentive to those families that have less than. I pray that we could put down our feelings, Father God.
Yes,
and what
Jesus.
We think, as Pastor, as Bishop said, about how things should be, because we're still dealing from the world. I pray we lay all that down and we would just come together. We would just link arms, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
armored up. Hallelujah. Praising and praying, Lord God. Because you said, Lord God, your word shows us, Lord God, when we begin to praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Doors
begin to break. Hallelujah. When we begin to speak that word, Father God, when we begin to pray according to that word, Father God, hallelujah, chains begin to fall off. Things begin to change the whole atmosphere, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Changes.
Thank you.
When your people come together to pray.
Oh, God. Yes.
I thank you for every listener around the world. And I pray, Lord God, that they would, hallelujah, always, always love, honor, and protect their family through prayer and through your holy word, and by living out that holy word before their children, their neighbors, the people in the street, Lord God. Nobody will believe what we say, Father God, until they can see what we believe. And not just on Sunday. You're not a Sunday, just a Sunday God. So we shouldn't be just an on Sunday people.
That's right.
Lord, I pray that we would just begin to praise you all the more in spite of the circumstances.
Yes, Lord God.
I praise you, Father God, for everything that was spoken here on tonight. And I pray that you bless everyone that participated, pressed down, shaken together until running over.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I just want to thank you for such a beautiful family. I want to thank you, Lord, that I am blessed to walk with such anointed and spirit-filled people. It humbles me. It inspires me. It moves me, God, to be even better in you, to be even closer to you, Father God.
Thank you,
because I never want to let my family members down, Lord, and I never want to let you down. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just continue to use me to serve you and to serve them in a mighty way. Because, Lord, they love you. They're obedient to you. They just want people to get it. For us, this is not a show. This is a worship service. This is a prayer meeting, Father God. And we want others to learn how to pray. So that when you hear our collective voices, Lord, you will know that we mean business. You will know that we want you to move. You will know that we want you to hearken, to hear, and to do.
Yes,
why?
Lord.
Because you said you would. So we just pray standing on your promises, Lord God. We just pray trusting in your holy word. And, Lord, now and forevermore, we will always give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. And it is in your holy and righteous name we do pray all things. Amen and amen. Thank you, man. I want to just thank everybody that's in the chat rooms and on Skype and everybody that's listening around the world live and those that are going to be listening and rebroadcast. We want to thank you for standing with us in prayer. We want to thank you, hallelujah,
picking up
your cross, hallelujah, denying yourself and taking time to pray for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
thank you, Jesus.
We have a great lineup here at Spirit Alive. We have something for everyone. And I want you to really get to know these wonderful people because these servant leaders all have their own ministries and their own programs. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that on tomorrow, you can tune in at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time where you will hear our bishop, hallelujah, give you a Tuesday night teaching. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, bring something to write with and to write on because you are going to get some scriptures because this brother teaches precept upon precept. Then on Wednesday night, you will hear our anointed apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers. She comes out for All Nations Bible Study because she is indeed the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. So we are so blessed that she has brought her Bible study here to Spirit Alive. And then on Thursday night, you can hear our beloved Pastor Vanessa Carver, this Thursday, and she will be bringing you our program, Wounded No More. And this sister is truly teaching people how to overcome. She's not teaching people how to sit and wallow in whatever's going on. She's teaching them how to overcome, how to get to the other side, how to look back and say, huh, that's how I got over. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And she airs at 9 o'clock p.m. on Thursday night. Then on Friday, our bishop will take the mic once again, because this is when he talks to the brothers. Oh, he's talking to us too, but he's mainly talking to the brothers, because the program is entitled Every Man Standing in His Place, which airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday. And then on Saturday afternoon at 12 p.m. we have Minister Adam Tuggle. So we just pray that, and then on Sunday, of course, you're always welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. And that's a place where we just praise the Lord. You're not going to hear it. See, there's no offerings. There's no go to our website. There's no solicitations of any kind. When you tune in to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, all you're going to get is Jesus, oh, and more Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, see, Jesus is the reason we do everything.
Amen.
So we just pray that you continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. It is our fervent prayer that you have a beautiful and blessed week, and that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from my household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night. God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. To all my family in the sanctuary, good night. I love you, Mother Mattie. I
good
love
night.
You, Mother
love
Scott.
You
love you,
I love you, Mother Gibby.
Love
you, Minister
Tina.
Hey, love you, the Carvers. Love you, Apostle.
Love you, love you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love you.
Love
you
as
well. Yes, love you. Love you.
Good
love
night.
You much. Love you all. God bless you all.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.